A controversial pastor who appears on a widely distributed Al-Qaeda hit list has opened up a shop in a Bradenton mall. WGCU's Topher Forges reports his business raises questions over safety and free speech.
Reverend Terry Jones and his church are most known for burning a Koran in Gainesville in 2011. After the recent attack on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo in Paris, an Al-Qaeda hit list resurfaced. Jones's face is on that list, along with the cartoonist who was killed in the attack. So, it was a surprise for Bradenton Herald business reporter Charles Chalet when he was tipped off that Jones was also working at a French fry stand in the DeSoto Square Mall. And there, an illustration of Jones and his partner's faces was also on display.
Up above the fryer in the back were these three large portraits that he thought were supposed to look cartoonish and thought he wasn't supposed to look too recognizable when he had the artist draw them, but honestly, they look more like police mugshots.
Jones and his business partners set up Fry Guys Gourmet Fries, and Chalet says the mall's general manager didn't know of Jones's reputation and that law enforcement wasn't aware of his recent business venture. While reporting his story, Chalet says the reaction he got from some of the people he interviewed was that they didn't agree with Jones's views, but they felt terrorist attacks could happen anywhere. One man Chalet spoke with, who was in the National Guard, said he probably won't return to eat at the food court.
The man said, once you start causing safety concerns and security issues for other people because of your speech, then that's where the line is drawn.
As for that sign with Jones's face, he agreed to take it down. Chalet says more people have been checking out the stand because of the attention, although Chalet personally hasn't tried the fries. Topher Forges, WGCU News.